Good morning, this is Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Good morning, this is Felton Wooten, the host of ThinkBigRadio.com, and today hopefully we have an interesting topic, and it will be a series of topics over a 12-month or 12-topic conversation on elder care planning. And today we have Corey Rashan from Wappinger Falls, New York. Corey, are you with us yet? All right. Corey is has a unique story, and that's how we're going to start our conversation regarding elder care planning. So many of us are in a sandwich generation where we are taking care of our careers, we're taking care of our family, and then all of a sudden we're thrust into a role of being a caregiver. So that's what I want to start our conversation off, and hopefully Corey will join us soon. One of the important things about aging in place, I always like to share that when we think about the journey of life, if you like desserts, if you like sweets, sometimes those are nice comfort foods, and they make us feel good. However, when you spell the word desserts backwards, it spells stressed. And if you don't do some things in advance, when we're thrust into this whole area of being a caregiver, our life can really get stressed. So the series of topics on elder care planning will actually start in talking about making changes in our life and the importance of planning. Just want to see, is Corey with us yet? Well, as I start our conversation, I want you to think about what's important in your life. What's important with your family, who you're caring for. And when you think about it, it's important to think about, what do I want my life to be like? You've worked, you've raised your children, and then it's important about determining if I want to be in a congregate setting, such as a facility or a long-term care facility? Do I want to stay at home and age in place? Those are the kinds of things you have to think about, and those are the kinds of things that you have to plan for. And in that planning, once you decide exactly what you want your life to be like, then you determine, well, who are the ones that are going to be able to take care of me? Who are the ones that I can trust? Who are the ones that can be that support when I'm having a crisis? And I think Corey is having a challenge getting into us. He says he can hear me, and he's going to try to call in again. But again, thinking about that, so in making the plans, there are certain documents that are very important for you to have. As we grow older, sometimes we need help in managing our financial affairs. So therefore, it's important that you determine who in your family is responsible enough in the case that there's an emergency and you're not able to communicate, who in the family is responsible enough to take care of your financial affairs. And that's where you look at your power of attorney. And that power of attorney comes into effect when you're no longer able to speak or you're in a comatose state, but yet you've got financial obligations that have to be taken care of. Creating that document of who's going to be that financial power of attorney will help you in paying your bills, also also determining what you're going to do in the case that you can't manage your financial affairs. Again, we're having some technical difficulties, and I'll see what we have to do to get Corey connected. Just one moment. Okay. Just one moment. Trying to get our guest on. Again, so just thinking about how you're going to create that document and get have someone to. How you gonna create that document? Corey, are you with us now? Right. Sorry about that with our listening audience. We are.
Are you with us now?
Again, we're having difficulties today. I'm getting instructions, but sorry about this from our audience. I was still trying to connect with our guests. This is going to be an interesting conversation, but again, as I'm still trying to connect with Corey, getting that healthcare power of attorney is very important. Then also determining the you have the power of attorney, you have the healthcare power of attorney, and then determining who can speak on your behalf in the case you need to have medical decisions made. It's also important to determine what kind of healthcare model you want. Do you want a medical model? Do you want a social model? And then looking at engaging the people who are going to be able to help you through this process. Audience, I certainly apologize for all these technical difficulties that we're having today. If you'll just hold on and bear with us. I'm going to try this again. All right, well, trying to see if we still can connect with our guests. Well, we may have to just schedule another time that we can All right. We'll have to do that. I don't know what's happening with the technical difficulties, but let me just share with you. As we talk about making changes in our life, it's important that, as I said, you determine what documents you need, be it the healthcare power of attorney or power of attorney. You want to look at what is going to be the model of care. And there's several models of care. There is aging in place. When we age in place, we are staying at home. We are having people coming in to assist us if needed. But that can get a little complicated because you have to work at scheduling someone around the clock if that's the case. As we then get sicker or as we get older, we might need another level of care, and that level of care is considered assisted living. Assisted living is where you are in a home-like setting, and you may not live in your home, but you're in a congregate setting where there are assistants. There could be a nurse on site that can help you with medications and other health care needs. But you have a degree of independence and socialization. And sometimes in assisted living facilities, you can also have a vehicle there that if you're still able to drive, you can do so, or you could have people take you from place to place. From assisted living, if a person is becoming sicker, often we all know about hospitals, but when you go to the hospital, sometimes you're not able to come back to your home, so either you'll go back to your home or you'll go back if you had assisted living. And in some cases, you might have to go to a skilled nursing facility. A skilled nursing facility is a facility that operates 24 hours a day under the direction of a physician, which is considered the medical director. And under the medical director, you have a registered nurse who is the director of nursing, and that person with three shifts is providing care either with other LPNs, RN, or nursing assistants. And in a skilled nursing facility, it means that a person needs 24 hours of medical attention under the supervision of a physician or a nurse. So looking at those models of care, you have to decide what is it that you want to have. And again, for our listening audience, what we'll probably try to do is figure out what our technical difficulties are and look at perhaps Monday. I know Corey Rashawn was available on Monday, so also because he has a powerful story that helps us with this whole conversation of elder care planning and making changes. But going back to the models of care. So when you look at the models of care and this whole that whole aspect of planning, looking at the documents as well as looking at the models of care, on average, most people don't realize that it costs about a minimum of $8,000 to $10,000 a month for someone to be in a skilled nursing facility, or around $4,000 a month if they're in assisted living.
Hey, Felton.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, Corey. The technical difficulties were taken care of.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, just glad to have you, Corey.
Same here, same here. It's good to be on.
Yeah. Well, Corey, again, just tell a little bit about you because you're in that sandwich generation, and what we'll probably do is reschedule, but you got a business. But now you've also been thrust into being a caregiver.
Yes. Actually, I'm an entrepreneur. I have a business. It's Double E Productions. We are a production and media marketing company. And I actually live with my parents, and I work out of the home. And a couple years back, I wanted to move to Atlanta, and I came home for a little bit just to save up some money so I can go there. And realized that my parents I'd be too far away to actually take care of them. I started to see them age. They are currently 82 now, both of them. I think that was about a couple years back where they're around 77, 78, and decided to stay. I also have a brother who has a mild handicap as well, and I just knew that he would not be able to take care of them in the proper way. So I actually am taking care of three adults currently and running a business.
Right. And just for this moment, would you just share with our listening audience if people want to get in touch with you? Because I also know that you're launching the gift box and the IM business. If they want to get in touch with you, which would share that?
Yes, Double E Production can be found at productions with an S, so doubleeproductions.com is my website, and I have a division under Double E Productions called I Am Business, which is really about imaging, aligning, and media marketing for your business and learning. We have seminars that will be coming in March, but I call myself a conceptualist, or a strategist for some people, but I like saying conceptualist because you have to start with the idea in order to build a strategy. So I conceived of an opportunity for businesses to come together for the holiday seasons to put their products and services in a box. And so there will be a collaboration of businesses that will be offering their services at a discount, and we're placing it all in a box. And you have the option to buy the whole box as a whole piece, and there'll be about 10 different items in that box, or you can also purchase a la carte and build your own box. And so October 19th, Monday, is our launching day.
Okay. Now, Corey, so with a business and then your family, what did you have to do about planning and scheduling for your family and your business?
That was an overnight a kick, actually. I had to quickly come up with a plan where we have weekly meetings, actually, and really start communicating with my parents, because being out of the home for so long, you know, I really didn't know what was going on. And so getting, one, to know my parents and who they were again on a daily basis was something that I had to really start communicating with them and finding out what was going on. And then handling some issues with my brother and things that they had actually not done while he was a younger man, I had to take control of. And you're talking about doing research in the process of figuring how to gain guardianship, because after my parents pass away, I will have to be the guardian for my brother. So, you know, seeking lawyers and getting that information, doing online research. But I was not prepared at all. And to tell you the truth, if it wasn't for you, Felton, and the DVD that I was editing for you, I would not have known as much as I do. So it was a godsend, actually, that you were creating that at the time that I was in the midst of things really starting to take off for the worse. From my parents, because my mother is, you know, in the stages of dementia, and currently my father is dealing with bladder cancer. So having that information on me, I was actually prepared for this bout and this round of emergency situations with my father. So I went in there with a little bit of confidence, but in the beginning it was really rough. I mean, you know, mental breakdown, because I had to kind of think for my parents, think for my brother, and then also being an idea man, thinking for my clients and making sure that I was, you know, really ahead of the game with what they were doing as well. So it was a lot of pressure. So planning, too, the R&R is also something that I have incorporated into my life as well.
Okay. So, Corey, and what we'll probably do is invite you back for another segment, since we had some technical difficulties.
Sure.
We got about 7 minutes, but just with that, for someone who hasn't been thrust into the caregiver role, what would your advice be for them in regards to planning and pre-planning right now?
Right now, really sit down and start having conversations with your parents. Start warming them up to creating a process, knowing what they're going to want, if they have to be hospitalized, if they want to be in a nursing home or not. Get to know and understand the life insurance policies that they have. Start meeting and scheduling doctor's appointments. One thing, when my father was in the hospital, I had to get a letter together. Legally, I am, what is the term, in charge of his health care, but all the doctors now need a written letter in order to give me the information. So that I could stay abreast of what was actually happening with him. He kept putting, at his age, kept putting my mother down. And, again, it's getting that idea. I am the one who the doctors have to talk to, you know. And it really starting that conversation early and being open, you know. It's a mind changer. So really be open, stay open, mentally, education-wise, for yourself. And don't fear, really. Do not fear the conversations of death. Do not fear the conversations of illness or sickness. And start getting comfortable with knowing that your parents are aging and that you're going to see differences in them. One thing, too, I have incorporated, I've told you, is laughter. I laugh at my parents consistently. And just stay in the now state of mind, especially when you get into it, and be prepared for staying in the now and not so much thinking about what tomorrow is going to bring or what next month is going to bring, because it really works itself out. So if you're a faithful person, I say pray, meditate, stay in that consistent zone with your creator to ease the mental challenges that you're going to face. But it's really about conversation and being open and honest with your parents, or the loved one that you're going to take care of it's really about that conversation.
Right, right. Well, Corey, we've got about 2 minutes, but if you would share with the listening audience, because, again, it's important of what you're doing with your business, how they reach you, and then, yeah, if you'll do that.
Okay. Yeah, the company, again, is Double E Productions. I can be found at www.doubleeproductions.com. We are a production and media marketing company. I consult. We do behind-the-scenes video capturing content for businesses, organizations, and artists. And come back to the site or go to the site on October 19th and check out some of the gifts that we'll be providing for people for the holiday seasons. We're really looking to make your holiday shopping easier.
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to schedule another segment with you, Corey, because just with the pearls of wisdom that you shared, pre-planning is important, having the conversations. Again, like you became the healthcare power of attorney, so you could be that voice for your family and also even the power of attorney. But as you said, physicians and doctors and healthcare people won't talk with you unless you have that document. And it's
right.
important that you get your family member to sign those documents, be it healthcare or power of attorney, while they are in a good state of mind. All right, Corey, thank you. We'll need to conclude this, but this is just the beginning of a series of talks on making changes in your life, especially as it relates to elder care planning. Again, I want to thank you for joining us, Corey. And we will choose another date very soon that we can continue this conversation.
For sure. Thank you, Felton.
All right. Thank you. Any just maybe 15 second bits of advice to our listening audience who may be thrust into the caregiver role?
Yeah, well, I tell them they should go to your website. Quality
okay.
of life, eldercare.com, because and get that CD. Get that CD,
right.
or the DVD, actually, because it's a wealth of information.
right.
Don't sleep on Felton Wooten, everybody.
Thanks so much, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay.
You're
All
listening
right.
to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.